All right, Coach. First year of the program, you guys just got practice started this week. How's everything looking so far?
Well, we've got numbers that we haven't had in a long time, 14 or 15, depending on who shows up at any given time. We've got a lot of boys that are going to have to compete for some spots. We didn't lose any seniors last year. We didn't have any seniors last year, but we did have a lot of juniors. So we're stacked in the sophomore and the junior range. And I've got a couple boys out that we've been trying to get for a little while that are athletic. And they're going to be making some of the other boys competing for spots. I'm looking forward to this year. I think we're going to be a good competitive team.
With that big senior class, how much do you rely on them for leadership, having them come up through the program and you guys stepping in as first-year coaches?
They've been there from the get-go, and these boys, I know how much they want it, and they know how much they want it, and they're imparting that on to the younger boys and the ones that just joined. You can't replicate that. That experience is invaluable, and we wouldn't be anywhere without that. So we rely on them, and they rely on us. It's just one of those good mutual things.
Well, tell me a little bit about that senior class. Like, who's stepping up this year?
All right. So I got to think now. I got to think a name. Sorry, I'm still in summer mode right now. We have. Why can't I think of Matthew's last name? Just come over here. He's going to type this out. It's not going to be a recording thing.
Thank you, Arsenault.
We have Matthew Arsenault. He's been coming up for a while. He's a shortstop. He's got a good baseball knowledge, and he's always willing to drive hard. He's helping out with the junior high team, too, that his brother's on. We have Charlie Rice. Thank you, man. We have Charlie Rice. He's catcher, pitcher. Actually, a lot of our boys, especially last year, started doing some more pitching, so we can get a lot more variety in there. Charlie's big stick. He's behind the plate, or like I said, at the pitcher's mound. Other seniors we have Jason Ritter, short field extraordinaire, or center field extraordinaire. That kid is fast, just really, really fast. Although we do have a younger kid coming up, Emmanuel, that's challenging him for that speed. We have some boys that weren't out last year that are able to come back this year. We have Gunnar Finley able to come with us. He's a good all-around player. He can play first place. He can play catcher. He's a lefty, and so we could always use more of that. In fact, we have, what, three lefties? Two and a half lefties on the team, I think, this year now. Yeah. We have one kid that bats left but does everything else right. We've got – trying to think, who are the other seniors offhand? That's it. We've got a good core of juniors that make up our infield. And we have some of the boys that are just coming in that we're able to plug in. But like I said, with us having numbers, the boys know they have to compete for their spots, and that always makes them want it more.
Yeah, and especially a small school, having the numbers to be able to field the full team, well, have people compete for spots is always huge.
We do co-op with MAPS, the Midwest America Preparatory Academy, and preparatory school. We get a couple players from there. One of the kids we have from there, I coached some whenever he was on our junior high team, so there's a bit of knowledge back there, Max Worley. In fact, a lot of these boys, these sophomores and these juniors, were there on the team. They were 7th and 8th graders whenever I coached them for the first time in junior high. So it's kind of interesting seeing the long-term progression of some of these kids over the past 4 or 5 years, and it's only going to go up. We have our best years ahead of us in a long time this year and next year. If we're going to do anything, we're going to be doing it now.
That's always.
And the boys think that too, I think.
It's always good when you get the buy-in from the kids, too, and especially a program that's kind of struggled in the past, but like
we
said,
we have a former player that's helping me coach, Spencer O'Malley. He's got the desire, he's got the knowledge, and he's putting in the time, putting in the ideas. Our former coach is going to come in and help us out some, too. We have a lot of people helping us out, and like I said, I think the boys are feeling it this year, too.
Yeah, and with a good group of athletes, like you said, you guys have speed, athleticism. That helps to really expand the game. You guys play small ball, you can hit, and it just opens up a whole lot of possibilities.
Absolutely, and with this being fall season, whatever we get done now will just carry on into spring season and make us even more competitive then, too. So this is just that nice – I hate to call it a warm-up time because it's more than just that, but it's a good feeling-out time right now for some of these boys. And then a lot of them will go on and play basketball, and so – maybe half the team, I think, is probably on the basketball team. And so they'll be able to keep that camaraderie going. And come March or so, when we start thinking about baseball again, we'll be ready for that too. So I think we've got a full, good, solid year ahead of us. And like I said, I think we're going to get some things done.
All right. Appreciate your time, Coach. Thank you.
No problem.